This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 356, down 1. July corn, 362 and a quarter, up 1 and a quarter. September corn, 368 and a quarter, up 2 and a quarter. May soybeans, 975, up 8. July soybeans, 957 and a quarter, up 1 and 3 quarters. August soybeans, 950 and a quarter, up 2 and a quarter. May wheat, 481, up 1 and 3 quarters. July wheat, 481 and a half, up 1. September wheat, 488, up a half. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices did end higher on Wednesday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 1 to 2 cents at 340 to 357, while soybean bids were 4 cents higher at 934 to 955. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 1 to 2 cents at 342 to 362, and soybean bids were 1 to 2 higher at 942 to 964. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed at 346 to 372. Soybean bids mostly 1 to 2 cents higher at 947 to 979. And wheat bids ended mixed on Wednesday at 388 to 442. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 2 cents higher at 977 to 984. Basis steady, ranged from 20 to 27 over July. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $305.40 to $322.40 per ton. That's down $1, with basis steady ranging from 3 to 20 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were a penny higher at $3.62 to $3.79, with basis steady ranging from option to 17 over July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at 361 to 364, with basis down 3 to 4 cents at 1 under to 2 over July. Soybeans ended 2 to 3 higher at 973 to 978, with basis steady to a penny higher at 16 to 21 over July. And new crop wheat prices on Wednesday ended a penny higher at 461 to 464, with basis steady at 21 under to 18 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids steady to up a penny at 386 to 387. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 2 to 4 cents with quotations at $10 to $10.01. Soft wheat a penny higher at 481 to 482, and Milo up 1 to 2 cents at 412 to 429. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.39 up to $3.54. New crop soybean bids were at $8.77 to $9.07. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.34 to $3.51. New crop soybean bids at $8.99 to $9.14. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $3.38 up to $3.53. New crop soybean bids $8.88 up to $9.08. And wheat bids for June, July, and delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from $4.45 up to $4.74. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 151.97, up 50 cents. August live cattle, 150.65, up a dollar. October live cattle, 151.75, up 97 cents. May feeder cattle, 218.75, up a dollar 5 cents. August feeder cattle, 217.62, up a dollar 17 cents. September feeder cattle, 216.52, up a dollar 20 cents. May lean hogs, 81.37, up 7 cents. June lean hogs, 84.77, down 27 cents. July lean hogs, 85.25, up 30 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 13th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 82 cents higher in the range of $69 to $81.25, with a weighted average carcass price of $79.80. From the Illinois Direct Sale Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 16 to 21, 4 to 5 weights 19 to 25, 5 to 6 weights at 22 to 26, and 6 weights and up 23 to 29. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $50 to $56.50. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 5,940 head. Now for the report from the Fairview Sale Barn. They had receipts of 227 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 157 to 166.50, with some high dressing at 167 to 171. Choice slaughter heifers, 159.50 to 164.50, and the high dressing heifers, 168.50 to 170.50. Now on to the slaughter cows. Premiums were bringing 136 to 143, high dressing 144.50 to 155. Breakers were 108 to 118.50, and high dressing 119 to 122. Boners were 107 to 118. High dressing 119 to 126.50. Leans were 94 to 104, and some high dressing brought 111. On to slaughter bulls, those under 1,500 pounds are 130.50 to 139, high dressing 143. 1,500 pound bulls and up were 138 to 146.50, and high dressing 148. Now from United Producers at Shelbyville, they had receipts of 625 head. Choice slaughter steers were 160 to 168. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 149.50 to 157. And choice slaughter heifers, 160 to 167.50. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report. Trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 343 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $83.40, and that was 27 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, $263.17, that was $2.21 higher. And select carcasses at $249.11, that was $1.36 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000. That compared to 102,000 last week and 120,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 418,000. That compared to 416,000 last week and 408,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Legislation to sideline EPA's planned expansion of its U.S. waters jurisdiction has passed in the House, while a similar bill is pending in the Senate. The House bill to force an EPA redo of its pending regulation passed 261 to 155 with bipartisan support. EPA's highly controversial Waters of the U.S. regulation is likely to end up in the courts if the president vetoes an anti-WOTUS bill as expected. But House and Senate WOTUS opponents are taking their best shot. House Ag Chair Mike Conaway.
This rule in its current form is a massive overreach of EPA authority and will impact nearly every farmer and rancher in America. It gives the EPA the ability to regulate essentially any body of water they want, including farm ponds and ditches that are dry most of the year. Bottom line, under the EPA's proposed rule, nearly every body of water in the United States can be controlled by federal regulators.
Opponents billed the EPA rule as a clean drinking water and conservation issue for parched areas of the country. But Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis had this to say.
This proposed rule on the waters of the U.S., this attempt by the EPA to expand its authority under the Clean Water Act to lands that are traditionally dry, is an overreach and must be reined in. I'm increasingly concerned of the trust gap between the EPA and the agricultural community. Earlier this year, EPA Administrator McCarthy apologized to ag producers for not bringing them to the table when the agency put out its interpretive rule on conservation practices, which the EPA and the Corps of Engineers ultimately withdrew.
Davis called it a measure of the haste with which the rule was put together, without adequate stakeholder input, something he says the just-passed redo would require. But the bigger argument may occur in the courts, where opponents would argue EPA is violating the constitutional separation of powers by changing the Clean Water Act without congressional approval. Last week, weather conditions in many areas proved favorable for fieldwork. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says corn planting advanced 20% to reach 75% overall, ahead of the five-year average of 57%. Corn emergence across the U.S. is now 29%, compared to the 24% five-year average. Rippey says soybean planting is also making good progress, with 31% of the crop planted as of May 10th.
Well ahead of the five-year average of 20% and last year's 18%. Leading the nation, tied with Mississippi, 70% of the soybeans planted in Minnesota. Again, that's phenomenal compared to both the five-year average progress of 17% and last year's 3%.
Locally, we're seeing similar progress in corn and soybean planting, according to Kyle Brazzi of CHS in Shipman.
We did get the majority of the corn planted. I'd say in the geography that I work with for CHS Shipman, we're probably 90% planted on corn. A few of those acres do not have any chemicals on yet. We had so much wind and really kind of struggled with that at times to be, you know, proper steward to the environment, and we want to go when everything is correct. We'd love to have those chemicals on, but in some cases we don't have those fields sprayed. So we're going to adjust some plans a little bit and make sure that we're taking care of those plans and ending up with clean fields at the end of the day. Some chilling injury I have seen on a few of the corn plants, where we see that plant kind of curled up or look like a corkscrew where it's coming through. So the cold, wet conditions that we've dealt with here lately, starting to see some of those plants hurt a little bit, but relatively low percentages when we think about what we see in the field. We also had some soybeans planted, and some of those fields are sprayed with pre-emergence herbicides, which is a big deal in our area. We do have some Palmer amaranth and some resistant water hemp that we have to deal with, so we'll be adjusting chemical plans and making sure that we're scouting to take care of all of those as well.
Brazzi says that as the area's wheat crop also develops, it may be time for some fungicide applications.
We're seeing some wheat fungicides starting to go on, so we've hit that 10.51 feeks growth stage where it's time to put on the Prosaro and Caramba applications. And we've also seen some aphids and some armyworms in a few fields. So I guess we'd like to think about a preventative type treatment with some insecticides and would suggest you talk with your crop specialist on that. Also seen some other diseases in wheat, a little bit of barley yellow dwarf on that flag leaf. We see that purple discoloration on there and some septoria. So the fungicides that we're applying can help a little bit with the septoria.
But as farmers wait for their fields to dry out so they can finish planting, Brazzi says the biggest piece of advice he can give farmers is to be safe.
You know, I'm going to always end on safety. CHS has such a safety mind with all of our employees and stay really conscious in that. And we work a lot of hours, including the farmers that we work with, to try and get everything done in a short window. Remember to be safe, and hopefully we all get home at the end of the day.
Again, that was Kyle Brazzi with CHS in Shipman. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.